This episode of The Truth contains strong language and discussion of sexual harassment. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, police. My name is Bruce Alvarez. I'm at 650 Ocean View Drive in Montauk up Old Stone Highway. Someone's broken into my house. You better leave right now. Yes, she's here. No, I don't know if she's armed.
I'm sorry. Do you really want the police to come over here?
Yes, I really want the police to come over.
To a domestic disturbance between an accused serial abuser and a teenager?
Stay back unless you want me to beat the shit out of you.
Oh, did they hear that?
Yes, yes, I locked myself in the bathroom.
Okay, Bruce, I mean, it does feel like no one is believing you these days. I'm the only one out here who's even talking to you.
I'm still here.
You do realize that the police are going to recognize you, right? They're going to know who you are, they're going to think that they know what kind of man you are, and they won't want to be on your side.
Look, what is it that you want from me?
I'm here to hear your story.
Well, your mind about my story seems to be pretty made up already.
Well, I still want to hear your story.
Are you a journalist?
Not yet.
Oh, great. So you're going to use a hit piece on me to start your career?
No, not a hit piece, but I do need your help. You love to help promising journalists, don't you?
The police are going to be here any minute.
Yeah, I know that. And I'll let you decide what you tell them. But like I said, no one wants to believe you right now. I'm the only one who wants to hear your story. So, do you want to maybe open the door?
No.
Okay. And, you know, just for the record, I don't have a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust me. I'm asking you to tell me anything you want. Nope. Okay. Well, listen, they are here, it sounds like, so I'm going to go talk to them, see what's up. Do you want to come with me or just let me handle this? Okay. I'll talk to them.
Wait. Stay two steps ahead of me.
We can both keep our distance from each other.
Good evening, officer.
We had a call about a possible break-in. Holy shit, are you?
Yeah, I'm Bruce Alvarez. I made the call.
I'm sorry, it's just I was just listening to a story on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. I just got scared. My niece snuck up on me.
Ma'am, is that what happened?
What are you asking her for? I'm the one who made the call.
Ma'am?
Yeah, no, everything's fine. I was playing a dumb prank on my uncle.
Can we step inside for a minute? Right, what happened here tonight?
He didn't know I was going to be here, so I scared him. It was a bad decision.
Yeah.
All right, remember 911 is only in case of actual emergencies.
Of course.
Yeah, we understand.
We really don't want to have another disturbance like this. There are actual crimes around here.
No, of course there are.
Yes, thank you for your time.
Good night.
Good night, officer. Thank you.
So, are you ready to tell me your side of the story?
This is The Off-Season, an original four-part series from The Truth. Part 3. Young man, you're doing fine.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to The Off Season.
So, are you ready to tell me your side of the story?
I need some coffee. Can you make us some coffee?
Make yourself coffee.
I don't know the coffee maker here.
But I do.
Look, you can write that I'm rich and helpless in your article if that makes you happy, but if you want to do this interview, I need coffee.
For future reference, you have a pod machine. It's like two steps.
Well, thank you for the heads up. So, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask the questions.
Right, I forgot. You are new to this. Okay, well, let's start slow. You tell me something about yourself and we develop some trust.
My name is Erica.
Okay, nice to meet you, Erica. My name is Bruce.
I know.
I know that you know. But people get mad if you don't introduce yourself. So where are you from?
Here.
Ooh, the Hamptons. Charmed life.
Yourself?
Must be nice.
Yeah.
I'm from upstate, near Albany.
Oh, how working class.
Yes, well, I gotta balance out the coffee incident from 45 seconds ago. So you said you know exactly what I did. How is it that you know that?
I found recordings.
Is that the ones of me clubbing a baby seal on the beach?
Is there video of that?
Could you please just tell me what it is that you found? Please.
I think it's weird that you don't immediately know what I'm talking about, because if someone said that they had evidence of me doing something bad, I think I would at least have some guesses.
Oh, why? Have you done bad things?
We're not talking about me. We're talking about you.
Okay, so this thing that you found, this is video of me?
It's not a video.
Okay, it's recording then.
It is a recording.
Oh, so it's not even of me.
I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Let's just take this slow. You'll have a chance to talk through everything.
Fine. I have nowhere to be.
So, your name is Bruce Alvarez and you're from Albany.
Yes, very good.
So are you, like, Hispanic?
What?
I mean, you present pretty white, so...
Well, there are white people in Latin America, Erica.
Yeah, but that's...
No. To answer your question, yes, I am a white man.
Wow, okay.
So, it might seem kind of tasteless to mm-hmm. you now, but when I got started in local news, people would change their name to sound more diverse.
Okay.
Well, because there were many people in Albany who were Hispanic, so...
So it was better for the network to just... appear diverse than actually hire diverse staff.
Boy, tough opening question.
I'm sorry, are you Hispanic is a tough question?
Well, when you ask it, it becomes a tough question. You're very good at this, Erica, very good.
Thank you, okay. So, you went from a local news anchor to national.
Yes, I got picked up by Weekly Investigation, which was APN's news magazine show on Sunday nights.
Oh, how was that?
It was worse. I mean, in Albany, I didn't have the best time slot or viewership, but at least I was hosting. So, on Weekly Investigation, I was pushing for human interest pieces and interviews and that kind of thing, and I think I stood out, and I think Larry noticed.
Okay, so Larry's the one who made the conversation happen.
Yes. Yeah, he set me up with the show, I'll say, about 12 years ago. Although, honestly, we really didn't sort of pick up steam until we hired Martina. She was someone who knew YouTube really well, back when that was a rare talent. You know, I would reach out to her because she's a woman who worked on my staff who I think would say nothing but positive things about me.
What was Martina's last name?
I think you can probably find out through personnel or the website.
Right. Okay, so when was the first time that you heard complaints from female staff?
Last week.
Honestly?
I swear to God, I had heard nothing until last week.
So you're saying no one had brought anything to your attention before your TV show was just overrun with calls from former staff?
Yes. Yes, that is what I'm saying.
Okay. So have you ever been involved in a non-disclosure agreement?
Of course I have.
Seriously?
People in show development sign them all the time.
Yeah, but what about women?
Women and men both sign.
No, but has anyone ever signed one because of you?
I don't know anything about that. I mean, that would be between the woman and HR.
And it has nothing to do with you.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that if people resolve an issue with HR to their satisfaction, that has nothing to do with me.
You're not involved in their satisfaction.
Can we dispel this idea that I am some evil, faceless monster?
No, I never said that.
But that's what you're imagining. When people hear these rumors, what they see is this cruel monster. But that's not me. I am just a guy who, honestly, people ignored for most of his life. And then I got lucky for a very short period of time.
Noted.
Thank you.
Did you ever use your job to get women?
Of course I used my job to get women. Wow. Any woman sets you up with someone, what's the first thing they say? He's a lawyer. He's a doctor. He's a journalist. Try not having a job, Erica, and getting women.
I don't know. It's worked out pretty well for my cousin.
Fine, but what I'm saying is
like
that there's...
three kids to two different women, doesn't have a job for longer than 3 months at a time.
Okay, well, we're
like,
getting off track.
No, each year he just, like, shows up to my family and is like, hey, women family members, here's another kid for you to look out for, because okay. I gotta go do something that's more important.
What I'm saying is that it is crazy. Workplace romances are now considered taboo. When did that happen? High status, Erica, is attractive. I don't know a world or a workplace or a culture where that's not true. And now they want to talk about, oh, there's a strange power dynamic. That's just the way it is.
So you're not in support of the movement that's happening?
No, right now. No, don't write that down, please. Look, of course I support any social movement that leads to equality between men and women. But look, the same social forces that are pushing down on you are pushing down on me as well. I feel like women don't appreciate how helpless you are when you're a pubescent boy. Look, all you see is sex all around you, all the time. Half your energy is spent covering up your erection. I'm sorry, but that's true. And all around you, you see these girls, these women who mesmerize you. I mean, most of my young life, and honestly way further into adulthood than I would have wanted, was just me being speechless and terrified of women.
Yeah, but you're not a boy anymore. Like, you haven't been a boy for, like, 20 years?
Like, so. 35 years, maybe 40.
So what happened then?
What do you mean?
Between when you were afraid to speak to women and when you became a TV personality, what happened?
Well, I guess there's a time when you realize everyone wants to like you. People who complain about their lives or they say that they're stuck somehow, what they don't realize is everyone they meet wants to like them. They want nothing more than to like them. And when you realize that, when you stop stopping yourself, you stop mumbling, you stop asking how other people feel, you just tell people how you feel. And then people like it. They're assured by that. You're young, you're smart, you're confident, and people want to see themselves in you. You don't have to do anything to get that. There's no magic trick. You just have to speak with periods at the end of your sentences. And then realize, young man, you're doing fine.
Young man, you're doing fine.
Yes. Write that down.
Oh,
if you're going to write something down.
Okay, so that's your advice then to everyone?
But
then?
Because of the word man, okay, look, you're taking everything way too literally.
No, but like obviously that word choice matters.
Okay, woo, I'm getting pulled over by the PC police now because of a noun
okay.
choice.
Is what you're saying then? You're just saying that everyone is assured by young women who can speak confidently.
That has that not been your experience?
That has not been my experience, no. If I put periods at the end of my sentences, that's when most men want to correct me.
But that's what I'm talking about. That is in your head, Erica. You are stopping yourself. That's a mental block. Stop policing yourself, and you'll fly. I guarantee it.
Well, when I was in high school, I was the editor of my school paper, and the faculty advisor is like this young, cool English teacher, Mr. Williams. He like rolls up his sleeves, assigned us Ta-Nehisi Coates, like not your mama's English teacher vibe. And he was so supportive of me. Like he believed in me and he would tell me that my writing was amazing. And like, and there were these people that wrote this blog that was like, bitchy girl, like uses paper to lecture friends she doesn't have. And he was so nice about it and was like, don't worry about them. You're doing great. They just, you know, they're jealous or whatever. I mean, he believed in me, you know, and I believed him. And then one day I'm working on the paper. We had this really great issue coming up and I was with my boyfriend at the time. So we're just hanging out and you know, I want to, like, hook up. So me and my boyfriend start making out, and Mr. Williams walks in on us. And the next day, he calls me into his office, and he's like, yeah, I'm just really concerned for you. Like, kind of feels like you're wasting away your potential and your, you know, you're gonna end up pregnant, like all these other girls, like. And then he says he's teaching me a lesson by demoting me to assistant editor. Which, you know what, now that I think about it, it was definitely just me stopping myself.
Okay, but that was all the way back in high school.
A year ago, yeah. But I guess I should have just closed the book on that experience. I'm sorry, remind me how hard it was to be a boy 35 years ago?
The point is, it didn't deter you from doing what you want to do.
No, that didn't deter me, but seeing on TV that the entire field I want to go in is filled with guys like that, yeah, that does deter me.
But not enough to not break into a house for a story.
No, I guess not.
Right, because you're strong. You're strong, and you wouldn't let anything like that stop you.
Do you think you did anything wrong?
I am sorry that people were hurt by my actions.
Right, but do you feel bad? Like, do you think that you did anything you should regret?
I acknowledge that things I have done could have been hurtful to some people. More than I realized at the time.
So you don't think you did anything wrong?
I didn't say that.
Well, you also didn't say I did something wrong.
Honestly, okay, here's what I'm saying. If you're playing a soccer game, and suddenly somewhere at soccer HQ or whatever, they make a new rule that you can't use your left feet. Can you blame the athletes in the middle of the game for still using their left feet?
That's a messed up analogy.
You get the point, though.
Okay, so in this analogy, are women the balls that you're kicking, or are they the other team?
Look, you're not listening to me.
Okay, word choice matters.
The point I was trying to make is that the rules changed like that. Everything I was doing was fine until it wasn't.
It was fine?
It's how things were.
You know, I guess I just find it weird that you're not actually denying anything. You're just sitting here saying that what you did at the time wasn't bad.
Yes.
Yeah, but they are saying that it was bad.
Yeah, trust me, I know.
So, what do you think?
Well, look, life is more gray than the headlines make it seem. And I'm sorry if that's not a satisfying answer.
If you didn't think you did anything wrong, then why were you spying on those women?
What?
If you didn't do anything wrong, then why were you spying on women who had made complaints against you?
Wait, what do you mean, spying?
That woman, Miriam?
I don't remember a Miriam.
I'm sure there's lots you don't remember.
No, really, what are you talking about?
This is your house. How would you not know about the recordings if they're locked away in a room in your house?
This isn't my house.
What?
This is not my house. This is my boss's house. Larry Kelmer.
Larry Kelmer, like the head of APN?
Yes.
Larry?
I don't live here. He's letting me stay in his house while this whole thing blows over.
Oh, my God.
What are these recordings you're talking about?
Why didn't you tell me that?
I didn't know that it mattered. If I had known it would get you off my back, believe me, Erica, I would have said it right away.
So those recordings, you didn't ask for them.
I don't know what recordings you're talking about, but I have never spied on women, and I have never asked somebody to spy on women. So please, just tell me, what does Larry have in this house?
I need to think about...
Erica, listen to me very carefully. If you found evidence of the head of a major network spying on women, that is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
A big deal.
I know.
Do you seriously have proof of this?
But you care about women now? Like,
of course I care, and so should you. This is a huge story. Here, who are the people in the recordings?
I don't know. Names I've never heard of. People who left.
Okay, well then show them to me, because I can help you with this. Erica, I guarantee whatever is in those recordings is going to be 100 times bigger of a story than what we're talking about right now.
I'm not done interviewing you.
That's fine. You can interview me more after, I promise. But these tapes are much more important. Trust me.
Just so you know, I made copies.
Okay.
So don't, like, try to spill coffee on the computer or anything and think you've made it all go away, because...
If only life were that easy.
All right. Let's go.
The off-season will return in a moment.
One of the most important things we do for our overall health every day is brush our teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that makes brushing right simple, affordable, and enjoyable. How about you, Jonathan? Were you brushing right?
Well, I thought so, but apparently I'm not, because as it turns out, you're supposed to brush evenly for a full 2 minutes.
Yes, I'm definitely not brushing right either.
But Quip actually makes it very easy, because every 30 seconds it reminds you when to switch sides. It also has this wall mount that makes my sink look way less cluttered. And what I love most about Quip is that it feels good to brush your teeth. It makes it easy and enjoyable, and that's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals.
Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/truth right now, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/truth.
This episode of The Truth is also brought to you by Simple Contacts. Simple Contacts is a total game changer for anyone who wears contact lenses, like my wife, Jen, who's actually at work right now, but I have her on the phone. Hi, Jen.
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
So you ordered contacts using Simple Contacts.
I have.
And it's like an app on your phone, is that right?
Yeah, it's this really cool app, and it makes reordering contacts easier than going to the doctor. They give you easy-to-follow instructions to renew a prescription or to get extra contacts.
So how long did ordering contacts take using Simple Contacts?
It took about 5 minutes to order them, and they came a few days later.
And you're wearing them right now?
They're in my eyes.
And do you see okay? Is everything all right?
It's great. It's actually the same prescription, same brand, everything as the ones I got from my doctor's office.
Since Jen loved Simple Contacts so much, we're offering listeners of The Truth a discount. You can get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/thetruth or enter the code THETRUTH at checkout.
And just so you know, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. Simple Contacts only tests that your current prescription still helps you see 20/20 and renews that prescription. It doesn't write completely new prescriptions or examine eye health.
Get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/thetruth or enter code THETRUTH at checkout.
Now back to the off season.
I started taking Lexapro around that time. I had a prescription, but I was taking a lot more than I was supposed to.
Isn't that the one that makes you hallucinate a little bit?
Yeah, for some people it does.
Did
yeah.
that happen to you?
Holy shit.
I sometimes used to be like, you really didn't know about any of this?
No. Jesus. Yeah. I can't believe yeah. These are really Larry's tapes.
I mean, yeah, who else could they be? We're in his house.
I can't believe he did this.
Okay, it's not like you have the moral high ground here. Look at this.
Claims Bruce making inappropriate remarks prior to taping. Quote, I can't continue to make work in an environment.
So.
This is Anjali. Anjali was difficult.
Oh. Yeah,
and here, look, settled to both parties' satisfaction, April 30th. So,
do you believe that sentence?
Well, it's legally binding, so I guess
you
I
know
have
that's
to.
A half-assed answer.
Oh, look at this. Complaint, inappropriate contact from associate producer at Thursday SportsCenter. That's Pete. Pete from SportsCenter. That guy is a rapist. I mean, full on. He's disgusting. It's insane he still has a show. Don't quote me on that, though.
Yeah, his complaint is also listed as settled to both parties' satisfaction.
Okay, look, the files are agreements that the women were involved in, but mm-hmm. the recordings, that is next-level stuff. How many recordings are there?
One for each complaint in the file cabinet. You want to know how many are about you?
This is much bigger than me. They hired someone to trick these women into trusting them, to get information that would discredit them about hallucinations and sleeping around. I mean, this is blackmail on standby.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It kind of feels very, very convenient for you to just start caring about women right now.
We could make this into a huge story. Have you gone through all these yet?
Yeah.
We should do it together. Really go through them all, start breaking it all down.
You know what? I should take this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, Viv.
Did you get what you needed?
I did.
Oh, thank goodness. Did you get out of there?
I'm talking to him right now.
Erica.
I'm working on something big. I mean, he's letting me interview him, Viv.
Why would he be telling you his story?
I gained his trust.
By breaking into his house? Think, Erica, if he hasn't been talking to Dateline or CNN or 60 Minutes, why is he talking to you?
Okay, I don't need you to insult me.
Okay, I'm not trying to insult you, but at worst, you're with a monster right now, and at best, you're gonna help a monster tell a nice story about himself?
Do you really have such a low opinion of me?
He's trying to win you over, Erica.
No, he's helping me go through these recordings that other people are much worse.
Okay, wow, do you hear yourself? He's helping you sort through evidence of his own crimes, and you're acting like he's doing you a favor.
Babe, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Wait, are you okay?
I'm fine, I'm getting an important call.
So what am I?
You're either jealous or unsupportive, I don't know, I'm hanging up. Hello, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica, this is Sloane.
Oh.
We talked yesterday. Is now a good time?
Hi, yeah. Sorry, it's a little rainy here, but I can hear you.
I talked to Miriam yesterday.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I said that this stuff with Bruce was setting me off, and I was thinking about going to the press, and she took the bait.
No, what? You can't do... I could get in a lot of trouble.
Well, I didn't say anything about you.
Good.
I said Bruce told me that he had the recordings.
I'm sorry, you told her that? That was private information for you. You can't just...
She wiped. She jumped up like she'd been hit by lightning. She said she had to make a call. She was probably calling APN, maybe Larry Kelmer. When can we meet up? Are you in the city right now? Can we meet and talk?
No, I'm not in the city.
Okay, I really want to do this in person.
There's a storm coming. I'm not sure
but
if
can
I
can... you speak up? It's getting hard to hear you.
Sorry, yeah. I can't talk too loudly now.
And other aggressive behavior at office happy hours. Aggressive. If that's how you felt about me, why did you keep coming to office happy hours? It's ridiculous.
Hi, Bruce.
Larry. Hi, what are you doing here?
It's raining like God wants to drown us all out here.
Sorry, I didn't know you were coming. You didn't mention it when we talked yesterday.
Yeah, Nancy said you got spooked, and I thought it'd be good to check up on you.
In person?
Yeah, better in person.
Sure. Why are you here, Larry?
Look, just because you feel like no one cares about you doesn't mean I don't care about you. Now, how about getting me some scotch to warm the bones?
Of course, coming right up.
Who takes care of you better than me?
Oh, right? No one, Larry. You've always looked out for me.
Don't you forget it. You watched the show yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
No, I'm sorry about that.
No, I understand. It's funny.
It'll look thorough, though, when the investigation is done and you come back.
Sure. How's that going?
Well, I can't really talk about it, but there's some people working on it.
Okay.
So how's it been?
A little boring. I haven't left the property, so
sorry,
I've just
I
been...
Sorry, I just had to... Oh. Hello?
Oh, boy. Who's this?
This is Erica.
Erica? Already brought a girl over to comfort you through the storm.
No, it's not like that at all. Erica is local. She's into journalism.
Well, that sounds like an even worse idea.
No, it's not like that, Larry. She's trying to start a career in journalism. I'm helping her out, right?
Yeah, I get it. Bright girl, promising future. Your type.
Who are you?
Well, not a very good journalist, is she? Well, that's okay, honey. You can learn from the best. Larry Kelmer.
The head of APN.
Smart one. So, what have you guys been talking about here?
Well, Erica actually is looking to help me tell my side of the story.
Not just your side of the story, the whole picture.
Yeah, so I've heard. But the network might have a few notes. Let's talk.
The conclusion of the off-season is coming to the truth in 1 week. For more stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The off-season was written by Marina and Nico. For a full list of credits, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. If you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Learn more at magnettheater.com.
The Truth.
Radiotopia.